So by now, I would be having things like, I don't know, how many of you itching to go and plant in your garden, to get your flower beds ready? I thought, oh, when it was sunny last week, I thought, oh, this would be the time. And then I thought, as soon as I did that, it would probably snow, knowing my luck. But I was thinking about that, the itching that I'm sure many of us are experiencing. We want to be in our flower beds. We want to see our, I don't know, the stuff that we planted, those buds and the bulbs that we planted last year, the, please let them do something. But that's how I was feeling. I was feeling that itchiness that I'm ready to get out there. Because I'm tired of the dreary rain. And then I have to remember, well, the dreary rain does bring life eventually if it finally dries out. But I was thinking about that idea of the stuff that we're waiting for. Stuff that we're waiting for that hopefully is percolating and doing its thing underground. And then the things that we encounter when we get those volunteer bulbs or those volunteer flowers that pop up and we're like, I don't remember planting that there. But I was thinking of those changes that we encounter, the unknown, those perspectives that come in and maybe change a little bit of our understanding, those uncertainties that we face, the risks that we might take, and that spinning of the old that we, our history, our understanding of life, our roots that we hold on to, that are being cultivated and changing a little bit, but we're still true to our roots. And the dreaming that we do to envision where life might be in another couple years, and looking at what makes us up at the core. What is the ball, the bulb that sits within us that holds us true to live our life like Christians each and every day? Re-examining what is going on within us when we face those new challenges, when we have our perspectives change, when we're trying those new things while holding on to the richness of our roots. And during this time, we get to focus on Peter, 1 Peter, and his letter to the churches that he's writing to. Those that kind of know they're outside of Christ area that Christ was focused on. They're outside, and they kind of been hearing the rumors throughout their lives. They've kind of been hearing about this God, that this Christ that came, that was sacrificed, that died on their behalf. And Peter is opening up their eyes to this new way of thinking and reaffirming, this is what you've been told, this is what you're hearing. So I thought I'd go back into 1 Peter 1 and start with verse 13. And start with the idea that rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. So he's thinking, he's sharing hope. That's what 1 Peter, there's several different ideas of 1 Peter. And the one that focusing on is that reintroduction of hope. The hope that he's sharing the good news that Christ is Christ that came, that died, was resurrected, and came, his ministry is still here. His words are still available. The good news of God's salvation made free to all. And he's sharing and building and sprinkling this idea that you have been called by the Father, that you are precious, that you are reconciled, that you are brought into this new family as beloved children of God. And then he's reminding them, Peter is, that they are tied to Christ. That in this idea of baptism that was presented, that this gift of baptism to them, that they are tied to Christ. That you are redeemed. That they have been bought and received. That this Christ was the Lamb without blemish, without spot, this holy sacrifice that they only just have to hold their hands to receive, to just let it flow over them, this renewal that they are receiving, this gift they're receiving. And these men in this foundation that they've been given, this core, that Christ is their salvation. This Christ that we talk about freely, this gift, all of it is wrapped up. And then it turns into this tangible hope, this hope that through their understanding, through these words that are said to them, that they can have that hope when they are struggling, when they are going against what their cultural norms might be. And in the end of this first chapter of Peter, it reads that since you have been purified your souls in obeying the truth of the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And how we can be that seed, how that redeeming that takes place, how we can be not only a gift, but a light. So my thoughts, that thinking about the cultivating, the seeds that are spread, the light that is shined, the water that nourishes us, this gift that God continually gives us, calls for renewal. How are we to go forth? How are we to approach the unknown? Because the world is full of unknowns. Our lives are... our church, our being. So we hit those times of struggles. We hit those times of uncertainty. My thought is that it is with that mutual love of Christ, the Trinity, that is sustaining us through the building, the rebuilding, the joining us in our community, bringing people in, sharing life with one another, sharing our gifts, our joys, and our passions with one another, enfolding us into the beloved community of Christ, the beloved children of God, that holds us when we feel like we're falling, holds us up, sustains us, and breathes hope through new life in us, and healing us when we hit those, you know, because sometimes there's that reoccurring trauma that hits us. But we think we're doing fine and that wave of grief crashes over us. But in that, through that, we can call on that hope and know that God is reaching out to us in love and is continually redeeming us and giving us fresh perspectives and opportunity to proclaim God's love to not only one another, but to those who we interact with in our lives. And understanding, like the seeds that we sow in the summer, that we want the bulbs to come up, to grow from the nourishment, both of the soil and the water, but also for us the nourishment that comes from through our body and our souls. Like those volunteers, the daffodils and the tulips and all those other ones that we get. That God gives us space to perceive our relationship with Him and with others differently. In the unexpected that we approach in life, that approaches us in life, that we can learn who we are. We know who we are, and we continually grow and develop into who we hope to be and who the Trinity is calling us to be. Amen.